WUKY presents health news you can use. It's Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.
A new partnership between the University of Kentucky College of Public Health and UK Healthcare is giving public health students a way of addressing real-world challenges that our patients face outside of hospital walls. Dr. Jessica Sass is Executive Director of Population Health and a faculty member in Family and Community Medicine at the University of Kentucky, and Kylie Kazi is Social Needs Coordinator at UK Healthcare. Kylie and Jessica, I really appreciate you taking a few minutes to chat with me today. I recently read in UK Now about some of the work that you do and also some of the teaching that you're doing, looking at future healthcare professionals being aware of and cognizant of and addressing out-of-hospital determinants of health. And I guess to start off, can we define that term and what it means and how perhaps it's a different view than traditional medicine took in generations past?
So we look at the whole patient and looking at kind of their determinants of health. Our team specifically, we call them social determinants of health. We're looking at food insecurity, transportation insecurity, access to medications, and we want to look at if they are having issues with like getting their bills connected, bills paid, and understanding that all of those things can exacerbate somebody's medical condition. They can impact their ability to access care. It can impact their perceptions of healthcare. And so by looking at those things, in addition to what's going on with their healthcare, we can get kind of a comprehensive view of the person and maybe treat them, you know, in ways that might seem untraditional, but truly take the entire person into account.
And you know, when I hear this, I think, and of course, you and I talked offline about how that hasn't always been in the forefront of acknowledgement of healthcare professionals. My generation of physicians, we were not trained in any way, shape, or form in looking at our patients' lives outside of a clinic or hospital setting. And of course, that's not looking at the whole patient. And it sounds like this is a very holistic approach, acknowledging that people have struggles that inform their health status.
And informs their relationship with healthcare too. Go ahead, Jessica.
No, I was just going to say it. And I think that at UK, we're very fortunate. We implemented a standard screening process in our primary care clinics. And that's how we identify some of these patients that have needs. And having the population health program and community health workers that are able to address these needs, it takes some of the I think anxieties off of the clinic staff that they weren't trained. They don't know how to address these things, and they can be very time consuming. And so for us to be able to work with our clinics to provide this service, I think has been a significant collaboration that only has benefited our patients.
Well, and you mentioned food insecurity, access to medications, access to transport. We're talking about, I hate to use a double negative, but we're talking about a not insignificant proportion of our patient population. Do you have sort of a ballpark idea of how many of our patients need to have these needs addressed?
So it is an interesting way to look at this. So there's about probably 25-50% of our patients that will screen positive, but even a smaller number of those patients, maybe around 14%, ask for help. Some of those patients are receiving help outside of the healthcare system through schools or jobs or different mechanisms, and about 7% of those patients have urgent needs, meaning that within the next 24 hours, they won't have a place to live or they won't have food to eat. And so those are rough numbers without having them right in front of me.
But obviously a huge number when we look at all the patients that come through the doors of our institution and others, this is a huge number of people that we're talking about.
It sure is, yes.
Yeah.
Well, I think what we find is it's it's not a, there's no particular group that is exempt. These insecurities exist across all demographics, across all socioeconomic statuses. Everybody at some point has, you know, nobody is exempt from falling into one of these categories now. So I think that's important to remember too, that we're not just looking at, you know, one particular status of a patient. We truly look at the entire population, and if it's a need or a help, we look to find a resource that's sustainable.
And I'm assuming that there's probably at UK Healthcare and similar institutions, social workers and other professionals who are working alongside the clinics and the wards in addressing these needs of our patients.
So one of the unique things that our department does is we have a team, they're called community health workers. There's 13 of them. They outreach to the patients and they work individually with that patient. They hear the patient's perspective. They hear what's important to them. They understand there's a healthcare component. And with that, we have a group of nurses that are, you know, as a department, we work very closely together to make sure that, you know, we're kind of broadening our horizons with our understanding of one another's field, and looking for ways that we can overlap and come together and, you know, be more of a cohesive collateral unit for the sake of patient outcomes.
One of the things I was very intrigued by and loved seeing is that you're training the next generation of professionals to be aware of and to address these needs, specifically working with some students in the College of Public Health. Can you tell me a little bit about how that collaboration started?
So as we were implementing the screening process at UK Healthcare, we quickly realized that more patients were going to screen positive than we had capacity to help. And we talked with faculty at the College of Public Health, and we came up with this model of creating a preceptorship or an internship with students. How could we provide them some real life experience to enhance their education, but also help us in a way that we could reach out to more patients and help more patients? And so that's really how it came about. We had a capacity need that we were not going to be able to fill. And so we put in this kind of process with using students for experiential learning opportunities.
Necessity was the mother of invention in this particular case.
Absolutely.
Well, I certainly hope that collaboration continues and also spreads to other colleges as well. Before we part, is there anything else that you both would like for us to know about these out-of-hospital determinants and the way that UK and the College of Public Health are addressing them?
I just think it's a super necessary mentality, perspective, mission that we have. I think the work that we do is vitally important. I think it's just going to continue to expand and to grow, and ideally, you know, become part of many professions. You know, I'm a social worker, Jessica's a nurse practitioner, so it's great to have work in a space where there's different perspectives, they're valued, and it's, again, it's all in the name of bettering patient outcomes and improving overall health for the individual. Can't go too wrong there.
and I think too that this gives us an opportunity to start looking upstream a little bit more. How do we prevent some of the need for the food, for the housing? How can we think more proactively about housing and food and transportation in a way that patients, community members aren't ending up in a state of need, that we can start to address those sooner? And I think that the fact that we are now looking at social drivers of health as part of a patient's overall health is a huge step.
My thanks today to Kylie Causey, Social Needs Coordinator at UK Healthcare, and Dr. Jessica Sass, Executive Director of Population Health, for talking with us today about out-of-hospital challenges that folks in our Commonwealth face every day. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist and professor emeritus at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time covering important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.